إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we all know the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the first hadith in Bukhari, narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, who said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. He said the deed is based on the intention. Now usually we translate this as the reward of the deed is based on the intention, but the actual word ajr or reward is not in the hadith. Innamal amalu bin niyat. The deeds are based on the intentions. Reward is a derivative meaning of that, but the actual word reward is not there. The point I'm making is that I'm not saying that this does not mean reward. It means reward definitely. But what it means is something before reward, which is that the effectiveness of the deed, whether this deed, whether this action is going to work or not going to work, whether this action will have any value or benefit or not, all of this depends on the intention. And by the intention is meant, inshallah, the clarity of the intention, not just a good intention, bad intention kind of thing. The specificity and the clarity with which the intention is made, this determines the effectiveness of the deed. For example, one of the things that I constantly face in my practice, voluntary practice, I don't charge any money for this, in education, where I speak internationally on education, especially school education. Most recently in South Africa, several cities, we spoke about education. The question or the statement that I usually get is, people tell me, Shaykh, we have this school and we have this curriculum and we have this syllabus and so on and so on. What is your opinion? Is it good or bad? Now, my contention is that it is impossible. That question, it cannot be answered. For a simple reason, which is that why do you have this school? What is your intention in setting up this school? Until you can answer that question, what is your intention in setting up the school? Whatever else you may say about your curriculum, about your syllabus, about your teachers makes absolutely zero sense. Because nobody can answer that. It's like coming to somebody and saying, what kind of machinery should I buy? I want to set up a factory. What machine should I buy? That's a nonsensical question. Because how does anyone answer that? Depends on what you want to make in the factory. Is it a topi factory? Is it a aeroplane factory? Is it a car factory? What factory? Walking stick factory? Unless you define the intention that you have clearly of what is it that you want to produce, nobody on the face of the planet can tell you that what you are doing is right or wrong. And if someone tells you he is a fool and you are a bigger fool, because he's talking out of his hat, he doesn't know what he, without intention, and you are listening to that. So you are a bigger fool. So unless the intention is clear, now take this and apply it to anything. I'm just giving example of schooling because that's what I recently faced. But my point is that take it to absolutely anything at all. We just prayed Salatul Fajr. What was the intention? Why did we pray Fajr? And simply saying Allah made it Fard is not the, that's not an answer. Right? Every single action, this is the meaning of the hadith, which is that every single action, be clear in your mind about why you are doing this action. Now, in a broad sense, the answer to this is the answer for every Muslim, which is for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, so that Allah will be pleased. Alhamdulillah. But we have to drill down further and we have to become more specific about that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased in many ways. There is no one single way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what else, why specifically are you doing what you are doing? I think the time that is spent in thinking about that, and I am a great one for saying, write it down. Because unless you write it down, it will never become clear, believe me. Your mind will be, you will have one fog of ideas and thoughts. Without any clarity, you have to write the intention down. And to be more specific on it, write the intention down in one line. not one line meaning, you know, the whole page is one line. No, I'm not saying one sentence, I'm saying one line. If you cannot define the intention of whatever it is that you're doing in one line, believe me, you will not achieve it. It will not happen, because that means it is not clear enough. If it is not clear enough, nothing will be clear. You may still achieve some, you know, goodness in the sense of, if you throw enough sugar, it becomes sweet. But the point is that that's not the best way of doing something. If you really want effects, then that clarity has to be there. Absolutely clear in terms of what is it that you want to achieve. The reward of this obviously comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward is based on the intention. But the key thing is that not only reward in the akhirah, but the effectiveness of the action itself in this dunya is dependent on the intention. Now you go to the gym to do what? Unless you are clear in your mind, what is it you want to achieve in this gym? We apply this, because that's why the trainer will tell you, you are working on these, you know, muscle groups and your these muscle groups and so on. But without that clarity, you just go and grab a weight and pull it, you throw your back out. I mean, that's the, instead of having a good effect, it has the opposite effect. So the intention must be clear, must be specific, and you must write it down in one line. And this is what I remind myself and you. Tell your children this, tell yourself this, and say that, make sure that your intention is absolutely clear, write it down, and in one line. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace, and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and that which is the most effective in terms of our action. Today we are faced with challenges across the world, the same story, country after country after country. I just had a long conversation just now before Fajr with some of my friends in South Africa on the issues of what is happening there. Same problems, across the world the same problems of people who want to achieve good things, but clarity of intention is not there. So efforts are getting wasted, efforts produce the wrong results, and then people lose heart, they get discouraged because, you know, I tried all this, nothing is working. Nothing can work, nothing will work, because your intention is not clear. And until the intention becomes clear, things will not work. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us spend some time thinking about our lives, writing down and saying, what is it that I want to achieve in my life? Sit down and do this. What do you want to achieve in your life? Because life ends, believe me, life ends, and life ends faster than we think. And if the only thing that can be said about somebody is that, as they say, Methuselah, one of the characters in the Bible, they say Methuselah lived for 950 years. And the only thing that could be said about him was that he died. And that's not a very good obituary to have for anyone, right? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to enable us to have clarity of intention so that we achieve results in this dunya which are beneficial for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.